July 12, 1992 marked the turning point of my education about Japan. I was glued to a position next to the phone, feet inside my mini refrigerator, in the heat of the summer any cool will do, waiting for a call from the Yomiuri Shimbun, Japan's most prestigious newspaper. I would land a job as a reporter, or I would remain jobless. It was a long night, the culmination of a process that had stretched out over an entire year. Not long before that, I had been wallowing in the luxury of not caring a bit about my future. I was a student at Sophia, Jochi University, in the middle of Tokyo, where I was working toward a degree in comparative literature and writing for the student newspaper. So, I had experience, but nothing that would pass for the beginnings of a career. I was a step up from teaching English and was making a decent income translating instructional kung fu videos from English into Japanese. Combined with an occasional gig giving Swedish massage to wealthy Japanese housewives, I earned enough money for day-to-day expenses, but I was still leaning on my parents for tuition. I had no idea what I wanted to do. Most of my fellow students had jobs already promised them before their graduation, a practice called naite, which is unethical but everyone does it. I had gotten such a promise too with Sony Computer Entertainment, but it was good only if I extended my schooling for another year. It wasn't a job that I really wanted, but it was, after all, Sony. So, in late 1991, with a very light class load and lots of time on my hands, I decided to throw myself into studying the Japanese language. I made up my mind to take the mass communication exams for soon-to-be university graduates and to try to land a job as a reporter, working and writing in Japanese. I had the fantasy that if I could write for the school newspaper, it couldn't be much more difficult to write for a national newspaper with 8 or 9 million readers. In Japan, people don't build a career at the major newspapers by working their way up through local small-town newspapers. The papers hire the bulk of the reporters straight out of university. But first, the cubs have to pass a standardized entrance exam, a kind of newspaper SAT. The ritual goes like this. Aspiring reporters report to a giant auditorium and sit for day-long tests. If your score is high enough, you get an interview, and then another, and then another. If you do well enough in your interviews, and the people interviewing you like you, then you might get a job promise. To be honest, I didn't really think I'd be hired by a Japanese newspaper. I mean, what were the chances that a Jewish kid from Missouri would be accepted into this high-end Japanese journalistic fraternity? But I didn't care. If I had something to study for, if I had a goal, however unreachable, the time spent chasing it might have some collateral productivity. At the very least, my Japanese would improve. But where should I apply? Japan has more than its share of news media, which are also more vital than in the United States. The Yomiuri Shimbun has the largest circulation, more than 10 million a day. The largest circulation of any newspaper in Japan and, in fact, the world. The Asahi Shimbun used to be a close second. Now it's less close, but still second. People used to say that the Yomiuri was the official organ of the LDP, the Conservative Liberal Democratic Party, which has dominated Japanese politics since World War II, until recently. The Asahi was the official newspaper of the Socialists, who are almost invisible these days, and the Mainichi Shimbun, the third largest, was the official newspaper of the anarchist, because the paper could never figure out whose side it was on. The Sankei Shimbun, which was then probably the fourth largest paper, was considered to be the voice of the extreme right. Some said it had about as much credibility as a supermarket tabloid. Often it had some good scoops as well. Kyodo, the wire service, which is the Associated Press of Japan in many ways, was harder to figure out. Kyodo was originally known as Domei, and was the official propaganda branch of the World War II era Japanese government. Not all connections were severed when the firm became independent once the war was over. Furthermore, Dentsu, the largest and most powerful advertising agency in Japan and the world, has a controlling interest in the company, and that can color its coverage. One thing makes Kyodo a stellar news agency to work for, however, its labor union, which is the envy of every reporter in Japan. The union makes sure that its reporters are able to use the vacation days due them, something very rare at most firms in Japan. There's also Jiji Press, which is kind of like Kyodo's little brother but a hard worker. It has a smaller readership and fewer reporters. The joke was that Jiji reporters write their articles after reading Kyodo, a cruel joke in a cruel industry. At first I was leaning toward the Asahi, but I started to feel offended by its tendency to put the United States in a bad light at every opportunity. It seemed at odds with the image I thought most people in Japan had of America, as a voice of democracy, spreading liberty and justice throughout the free world.